Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Northeast Iowa man is dead after his car went into a ditch, went airborne, and flipped end over end about 15 miles west-southwest of Decorah. Winnesee County Sheriff's Office says the crash occurred about 11:30 Wednesday night along County Road W-14 north of Spillville when 21-year-old Colin Hageman of Spillville lost control of his vehicle. According to the crash report, Hageman was driving his Pontiac Grand Prix southbound and failed to navigate a curve at the intersection of 197th Street. The car continued in a straight line and went into the ditch where it struck a culvert and went airborne over the roadway. After traveling some 90 feet in the air, WCSO says the vehicle hit the ground and appeared to roll end over end one time before coming to rest on its roof. Hageman was partially ejected through the sunroof and windshield. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A Northeast Iowa man arrested on allegations he possessed upwards of 5,000 videos and/or pictures of child pornography is out of jail and out of a job. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant Wednesday at 76 State Street in Claremont, leading to the arrest of 63-year-old Robert Kirtlemeyer of Claremont on five counts of purchase or possession, depiction of a minor in a sex act, all Class D felonies. FCSO says the arrest stemmed from an investigation that started last fall. According to court documents, on September 9, 2024, Kirtlemeyer's laptop was found in front of his home by a neighbor who then opened the device to determine whose it was and witnessed child pornography on the laptop. That led to a search of Kirtlemeyer's home and the seizure of the laptop plus other computers and hard drives. A forensic analysis of the devices by the Iowa DCI discovered approximately 700 videos plus some 4,000 pictures of minors engaged in various sexual situations. Thursday morning, Kirtlemeyer posted a $20,000 surety bond, and he was released from the Fayette County Jail in West Union. Thursday afternoon, he was released from his job as IT director for Clayton County after the county's Board of Supervisors voted to terminate him following his arrest. Kirtlemeyer is due for a preliminary hearing Wednesday in Fayette County District Court. FCSO says the investigation continues with more charges possible. Authorities in North Iowa are investigating a weekend stabbing. About 9:45 Saturday night, the Kossuth County Sheriff's Office received a report of an altercation between two males in Whittemore. A male victim had been stabbed by a knife, and the suspect had fled the area on foot. Deputies responded from the Kossuth County Sheriff's Office, plus assistance from the Palo Alto Sheriff's Office, the Algona Police Department, and Iowa State Patrol. After gathering information, statements, and video surveillance, it was determined the male suspect was still in the area. Officers and canine unit located and arrested 27-year-old Yanni Angulo Antonio of West Bend. He was taken to the Kossuth County Jail, charged with assault with bodily injury, a serious misdemeanor, plus disorderly conduct and public intoxication, both simple misdemeanors. The victim was taken to Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona and was treated and released. Several rail cars from a train derailed in Northeast Iowa yesterday morning. The City of Marquette and Marmack Police Department both posted to Facebook alerting residents of the derailment and closure on First Street. The rail cars were not carrying hazardous materials and there was no danger to the public. KWWL reported that several Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern rail cars went off the tracks. CPKCS reports no one was hurt in the incident and all five cars involved were reset and moved from the area by Sunday afternoon. The area reopened to traffic shortly after 1:30 p.m. yesterday. North Iowa Area Community College presents the North Iowa Concert Band's annual spring concert, A Night at the Movies, tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the NIAC Auditorium in Mason City. Under the direction of Derek Sneed, NIAC's Director of Bands, enjoy an unforgettable evening of cinematic magic as musicians bring the silver screen to life through music. Movie and music lovers will be treated to selections from some of Hollywood's most beloved films, including action-packed adventures to heartwarming tales and fantastical worlds. Members of the North Iowa Concert Band represent communities from Iowa and southern Minnesota, including Charles City, Clear Lake, Doherty, Forest City, Garner, Green, Hampton, Manly, Marble Rock, Mason City, Nora Springs, Osage, Rockford, Ventura, Waverly, and Austin, Minnesota. Admission to the performance tomorrow night is free. The Charles City FFA is postponing its annual parent and member banquet from tonight due to the potential of severe weather. They have rescheduled that event for Wednesday, May 14th at the Floyd County Fairgrounds with a start time at 6 p.m. Nashville Plainfield's Cadence Huck, a two-time Class 1A state champion in the girls 800 meters, is now a Drake Relays champ in the event as well. Huck beat a strong field on Saturday and was pulling away at the end as she finished in 2 minutes, 10.51 seconds, a new personal and school record. It's also now the number 19th time on the state's all-time list. Huck also finished as the state runner-up in the 400 meters and fourth in the 1500 meters at the Drake Relays. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.